When terrorists crashed a plane into the Pentagon, the Defense Department had to prepare the nation's military response while salvaging and rebuilding its own headquarters. NPR's Andrea Seabrook visited the sprawling military complex and filed this progress report.
Each of the Pentagon's five wedges houses more than 1 million cubic feet of aging office space. The Defense Department has worked for years to renovate the World War II-era structure. Walker Evey heads the Pentagon renovation program and says on September 11th, workers were only a few brushstrokes away from finishing Wedge 1.
Literally, we had the contractors going through with like putty knives, putting up the final spackling and the last touches up of paint and things like that.
The attack destroyed much of the renovation work, but Evey says he's determined to stay on schedule. 25,000 people work in the Pentagon, and most can't be moved to temporary quarters. Evey says it's more important now than ever to renovate the building without disrupting the work of the Defense Department.
We have to keep those 25,000 people up, operating, working, accomplishing their mission, and performing flawlessly at all times. So it's kind of like going into your family room, turning on your black and white television set, and then converting it to a color television set without ever turning the TV off and without ever losing 1 second of programming. So it's a very challenging project.
In the 5 days after the attacks, the renovation program hired all the contractors needed to rebuild and finish the Pentagon. Mary Peterson works with a commercial real estate firm in Washington, D.C. She marvels at their speed.
We've never had a situation like this, and the only analogy I can think of is really Pearl Harbor. And I remember my mother saying when the Pentagon was built during the Second World War that she knew the U.S. would win the war because that building went up so quickly.
It was built in just 16 months, consolidating scattered branches of the military under one roof. Now, nearly 60 years later, the people who work under that roof have special feelings for the Pentagon. Tom Fontana is a communications officer for the renovation program. He seems freshly amazed as he drives around the structure.
It's one of those buildings that speaks. You know, the Pentagon said today, just like the White House, so it really has a life of its own.
Fontana says workers are finding new purpose in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks, as they did after Pearl Harbor.
Here we are again in the pressures of wartime. It's almost history repeating itself in some extent. After Pearl Harbor was attacked, and now with this attack, we feel like we need to not only maintain schedule, but even perhaps expedite that schedule to get that building fully operational.
Renovation Chief Evey says his crews will finish overhauling the Pentagon on schedule by 2012, even if the U.S. goes to war. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.